Welcome back to Going Over, presented by Midwest Members Credit Union. Live from the Archview Flooring Studios with Roderick and Flo on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
Jumping little record, I want my jockey to play. Roll over Beethoven, I gotta hear it again today. You know my temperature rising, the jukebox blowing a fuse. My heart beating rhythm and my soul keep a singing the blues. Roll over Beethoven, tell Tchaikovsky the news.
I got the rock. Welcome back. Going over. The all-new 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, InsideSTL.com. Going over, Joe Roderick, Andy Hanselman, Fred Slow was, again, under the weather, diagnosed yesterday with Bell's palsy. Hope to have him back next week. He did the show yesterday, and not in today.
Did he get Bell's palsy from too many hot takes and ringing the bell?
I believe he had it before he came in yesterday.
So many hot takes.
No Fred.
A history of hot takes led to Bell's palsy.
Well, he hadn't been on the air in 3 weeks, so...
Longer than that, I feel like.
Can't even say it was that.
Maybe it was a lack of hot takes.
That probably could have been. The prescription, he needed more, That was...
You just opened the door. I got Bell's palsy. And I need a prescription for more hot takes.
Back at the Archview Flooring Studio, Archview Floors in Belleville, 618-257-9300. That's 618-257-9300. The sponsors of our studios. It brings us another edition of
Grover's Corner.
Wow.
Andy, usually you're on point. Today, I don't know. It's been a rough one for you today.
I feel like I'm on point more than ever today.
I don't know.
Drink for 6 months. Right. You have a sip of it the other night, and now you're back to...
It was a bumpy first nine, let's put it that way, but...
I think what's happening is you guys are jealous of my abilities. You're jealous of my talent.
You're very talented. I for one like your Jim Nantz impression. I'm like Joe Roderick, Terrence Schaefer, and 99.9% of America.
Well,
I am a fan.
I've decided that after that conversation with Terrence that it's really just an Augusta tone, like spring is in the air. The golfers are on the golf course, and it's time for a tradition unlike any other. It's the Masters on CBS. It's just a very soft tone. Over here is where Gene Sarazen had to go to the bathroom before he took his double, before he hit his shot heard round the world.
I'm glad you're laughing, because that's appropriate, because today is Let's Laugh Day, so that's a great segue into celebrating this wonderful, awesome holiday, Let's Laugh Day. It's also National Certified Nurses Day, so let's give a hat tip out to the nurses that helped aid Fred Slow and diagnosed him with Bell's palsy.
And
Dr. Renee, apparently.
Tip of the cap to Mrs. Hanselman.
Yes, hey, there you go. And Mrs. Roderick,
and
correct?
Mrs. Roderick,
yeah. Yeah. Hey, so shout out to your wives. That's very awesome.
That's lovely.
It's their day. Do something nice for them.
Yeah.
All right.
Here's a new stethoscope.
There you go. That's love right there. That's the gift that keeps on giving.
Grover's Corner.
I love it. There you go. We'll get through this. Anyway, let's talk a little Cardinal baseball. They're set to take on the Braves at Champions Stadium in Orlando. Lance Lynn starts for the Cards. Julio Teheran takes the bump for the Braves. First pitch set for 12:05. Haven't been able to track down a starting lineup yet today. I've looked at all the usual sources. Haven't been able to come up with one. Well, if I get it before the end of the corner, I'll give it to you. But it's spring training baseball. It's late in spring training baseball. We got other things to talk about, so we'll move on. One thing we do know for sure, multiple sources, including MLB.com's Jennifer Langosh and the St. Louis Post-Dispatch Derek Gould, report that manager Mike Matheny has confirmed he will enter the 2017 season with the following rotation: Carlos Martinez, Adam Wainwright, Lance Lynn, Mike Leake, and Michael Wacha. Wacha solidified his spot in the rotation yesterday with four solid innings of Yauman's work. Gave up three runs but did strike out four. Cards lost that game yesterday against the Mets 5-4, but Wacha is in the rotation. The order of it is to be determined.
I'd have to say I really am shocked that Michael Wacha is. I mean, I'm not – I guess if you would have talked to me back in November, that's why I'm saying that I am shocked that Michael Wacha is in the starting
rotation.
Well,
it's Alex Reyes being gone, right?
It is, yeah. It's that. It really does surprise me that he is here when you look back at – you know, how things left in October, November, yeah.
Groves, ready to put you on the spot. How'd that Tim Tebow do yesterday?
He did have a base hit. I didn't get his
started in left field for
yes,
the Mets.
I know he had a hit. I heard that.
Does Tim Tebow make the opening day roster for the Mets?
No.
Absolutely not. Who did he get, do we know who he got the hit off of?
I believe it was Wacha. I will look that up.
That can't feel good.
No, that can't feel good at all.
What do you think feels worse, giving up the game-winning, pennant-clinching home run to Travis Ishikawa? Or giving up a base hit to Tim Tebow in spring training?
Boy, I don't
know. And that's a legitimate question.
One of them is a major league hitter.
Right. But one is a playoff game, and it eliminated you from the and cost you a pennant. To be fair, he hadn't pitched since Reagan was office at the and Reagan
exactly.
was in office at that time. But still, I mean, you have to wear it.
I think
it.
Everybody
the ball.
I think you expect Michael Wacha to get out Tim Tebow. I don't think anybody was expecting him to preserve the tie game or
not in that situation.
Yeah.
Right. But either way, Michael Wacha is in the rotation to start the year. We'll see how long that'll hopefully he holds up. That's I think I don't know about you guys, but I watch Michael Wacha and I just kind of wait for the other shoe to drop. Like when is there gonna be the next arm trouble or when will be the next problem or the next bump in the road or the next discomfort in his arm, shoulder. Because he's got a weird injury, doesn't he? I mean, it's not like Tommy John can fix it and he'll be back. Like, he's with his – I guess they said something in his delivery?
No, who, I'm for Wacha?
Yes, like something that he puts out a strain.
Yeah, it's the – you know, and who else had this recently? It was
– was it the reliever that was with the Cardinals that they got in the Hayward trade?
No. It was another starter. Is it the – who's the funny one on Twitter?
Brandon McCarthy.
Yes,
with
Brandon
the Dodgers
McCarthy.
Now.
I think he had a similar issue with the way he pitched, and I think that there are, you know, there are some pitchers who have that delivery. I think with Steven Strasburg, like everybody, you looked at Strasburg and you're like, okay, this guy's going to have Tommy John at some point.
Yeah, so it's I'm surprised he hasn't. Yeah. With all the games he's missed, that's the one thing I think he's avoided so far. We'll see, but like I did say, we don't know the determination of the rotation, or we don't know how the rotation will be slotted, but I think we all believe Carlos Martinez is the favorite to start opening day. Unless Matheny plays the loyalty card and goes with this guy, Wainwright.
You got to go
you
with
would
Wayne
think, I think
While he still can and be productive and not have it be a clown show, I think you have to go with Wayne.
I think you go with Carlos Martinez on opening day. I think you go with your best pitcher at the time, the young fireballer, the guy you just signed to a five-year extension. But what do you think, Joe? Loyalty to the guy that's been here or the next in line?
I guess you gotta go loyalty for now. Especially
it is just opening day.
Right.
It's not really a game that means anything. It's a sentimental game.
Right.
So you put a sentimental feeling on it.
Fair enough. I think we could all agree it's between Carlos Martinez and Adam Wainwright.
Yeah, now, and this is also the first time that Mike Matheny is opening the Cardinals season at home as the Cardinals manager.
Right.
They've opened on the road every other time. So in that case, you're actually able to have two opening day starters. Because if it was on the road, you could say, okay, you know, Carlos Martinez is our best pitcher. He's going to start at home. And that allows you to put Adam Wainwright starting the home opener.
The home opener. And but, that's what it is. It's the home opener and opening day. You start Wainwright. It's what you do. It's the right thing to do.
All right, well, I personally think
you're not wrong, Grove.
It doesn't matter. They're all going to pitch in that. Both of them will pitch in that Cubs series. And I'm kind of getting off topic here, but my point is, I was going to get to Carlos Martinez. He's been away with the team. He's been at the World Baseball Classic, but that's kind of ended for him after last night. He was representing the Dominican Republic. They were eliminated from the WBC last night by surprise, surprise, Team USA.
Team USA.
Yeah, go figure. The Americans bringing it. They won 6-3 last night to advance to the semifinals. Giancarlo Stanton of the Marlins hit a bomb, paced the way, a two-run homer to help pace the way, and Adam Jones made a homer-saving catch to rob.
It was a hell of a catch. Yes. There are people in the media saying it's the best catch they ever saw. That's, whatever.
I mean,
who's the manager of Team USA?
Pure
Jim Leland.
There you go.
Oh, Jim Leland?
Uh-huh.
That you went in there and said, the boys, great moments are born from great opportunity.
Yes, I think he went
hurt. I bet you could do a good Jim Leland impression. Speak like a 70-year-old man who has smoked a case of cigarettes every day of his life.
But isn't that Marge Schott? Oh, it's Marlboro time.
Schott's fired.
I gotta think that Jim. I've actually interviewed Jim Leland. I've had him on my show before, and it's just that gravelly low voice.
I don't know. I would be like, well, it's kind of Jack Buckish. Well, Joe, you know, Ford Explorer comes in my favorite color, Cardinal Red.
Okay.
When you do weddings for people,
yep.
Do you bust out impressions?
Trump. I know a lot about weddings.
How's that go over?
Very well. People laugh very, very hard.
Are they laughing because it's funny or they're drunk?
Do you wait until later in the night after the bar's been open for 3 hours?
Yep. That's when I break it out. I know a lot about weddings. I've seen a lot of weddings. I've been part of a lot of weddings. They're great. This couple here is great. They're terrific.
Can you put a Trump wig on to do this, like, in the future?
Maybe.
I do have a serious question about this. You also have DJed kickball before, right?
I have.
Do you do impressions of kickball? Like, do you go and break out, like, Al Michaels or Jim Nantz? Or
Harry Carey.
Harry Carey. Oh, okay. I was going to say. Because that could be entertaining as well.
Hey! Somebody get me an ice cold Budweiser.
It's not bad. I mean,
Yeah, not terrible. Some have been really terrible.
None of them are terrible, Joe.
Anyway, Team USA wins World Baseball Classic last night, 6-3 over the Dominicans. They will advance to play Japan in the semifinals. Carlos Martinez comes back to Cardinal camp within the next couple days. So there you go. We'll see what happens on the rotation and how that's all allotted going forward. Moving on, Blues hockey. I don't have anything written up for this here, but they did win last night against the Coyotes.
You're ad-libbing.
Yeah, I know. I'm ad-libbing.
Look at this. I did watch
the game. You threw the World Baseball Classic wrinkle in me because you teased it, so I was like, I guess I got to talk about it.
Oh, only because of the Adam Jones catch.
Yes, that was an incredible catch.
Yeah, that's the only reason I wanted to be mentioned.
Best of all
time.
Because
that catch was really good. Yeah, I know.
I don't know. I guess in the...
What Edmonds did in Cincinnati.
Right.
That's great, but see, I also, and it's not fair maybe to the athlete, but don't you look at the moment that it occurs? Like, I mean, a great catch is a great catch. Like, that catch in Cincinnati was incredible. But, like, to me, the 0-4 catch against the Astros in Game 7 stands out more because of what it meant. Like, the moment in the situation, the catch may not, on pure athleticism, may not have been as great, but the moment makes it better.
Willie Mays in 1954. Hello.
I'll go better. Andy Chavez.
Right. And you... Who didn't watch that game and think when he came up with the bases loaded the next inning that he wasn't going to do something like hit a bases clearing double in the gap or something like that? I mean, like, I watch, I'm like, this is the game right here. This is where they lose it. Andy Chavez, of all people, on that Murderer's Row lineup that had Wright and Beltran and Delgado and Paul LaDuca, of all people, coming around, and it was going to be little freaking Andy Chavez that was going to end the season.
It's funny you bring that up.
Andy Chavez?
Beltran.
Right.
And the pitch. So there have been, I read a story yesterday, it was about Yachty. They say, as the years have gone by, it documents more and more that Yadi framed that curveball more than Wainwright threw that pitch. Now, I remember the circumstances. The bases were loaded. The game was tied. Beltran, who had been the Cardinal killer in the two or three previous postseasons when he was with the Strohs, was at the plate. It could have won the game for the Mets, sent them to the World Series, and Wainwright, the rookie, is on the mound and drops that 12-6 curveball on him. One of the most defining moments of the decade of Cardinal baseball back in 06.
I would say, despite Game 6 of the 11 World Series, that might be the most memorable
decade.
Game.
I said that decade.
I know. I'm just saying, I'm in a
Listen
rep.
Up,
go on.
Grove.
Have you got, by the way, speaking of Beltran, have you seen Carlos Beltran lately?
Yes,
no, I
haven't.
Like no, but I want your thoughts. Did Yadi frame the pitch or did
I'd have
Wayne
to watch
Wright?
I'd
have to look. It was a strike. Yeah. It looked like a strike all the way.
I thought
it was
too.
A combination of both. I mean,
yeah.
Carlos Beltran said when he first got here, I guess, so we're looking at probably what, 5 years ago or so, when he came to St. Louis, he said at the time when they asked him about it, he could have thrown that pitch to him all day and he was never going to be able to hit it. I mean, it froze him. So I take it from what he says more than.
Yeah.
I mean,
no, I agree.
Credit to both. It was a hell of a pitch, and if he framed it and it helped out, then credit to Yadi. I mean, that was just an incredible, epic moment for a Cardinal fan. And how it got about to happening, I think I'll let them analyze it, but it was a strike three.
I have a hot take on Yadi's contract situation, too. You give Yadi or Molina whatever he asks for.
Really?
That's just what you do.
Really?
Yes,
I think Joe and I had this discussion yesterday on Aaron
and
Friday.
Yeah, I'm sure you guys did, but I had my own hot take.
Yes, but we went against that. We were like, you can't – it's a business. You can't sit here and
nope,
pay guys –
Nope, not the situation.
You're going to pay of what? Yadier Molina. You're going to give him whatever he wants. He's a 35-year-old catcher. I mean, I'm not denying what he's done, and I see you work it out. And
whatever
you maybe
he
give
wants.
Him an extra year, but I mean, Yadier Molina catching at 40 doesn't seem very – especially when you have Carson Kelly sitting there in the wings.
Nope. If he wants $20 million a year, you give him $20 million a year for 3 years.
Wow.
You give it to him.
I don't agree with that.
I Albert Pujols
it's
left.
Not,
David
it's not
Backus
for the,
left,
it's not for
Holiday.
The playing. It's not for the performance he's going to bring to the field. It's for the influence he has in that clubhouse.
Yeah, but you know
you pay him for it. You pay him for it, man.
I don't know. I mean,
Mike Matheny was a damn good catcher too, and he can help catchers out as well. I'm not advocating Yadier Molina to leave. I'm just saying I don't know.
You give him whatever he wants. You give him whatever he wants.
Isaac Bruce didn't finish his career here. I mean.
But that's typical in the NFL.
Right, but I'm just
that
saying great
someone
athletes
goes
with
plays
defining
last
moments.
Year.
That in the, Kurt Warner, I mean.
Well, that was just stupid.
Well.
And it's stupid of the Blues to not sign Brett Hull. I mean, that's just stupid.
The Blues thing was a little different because Brett Hull was still probably in his prime at the time.
Absolutely.
He was in his early 30s, and he went on to score over 200 goals after he left.
And you give Brett whatever he wants. I just don't get the mentality of the sports franchises in these towns, in this town, that don't give their superstars and their athletes that have been there for them, they don't give them what they want.
Yes, but it's a business. I mean, you can't.
I understand
handicap.
That.
Have the Cardinals struggled that much since Albert Pujols left?
No, but but you don't want to let another one go.
Well,
you let Albert, your leader, go. Yadi stays. Okay.
Okay, but
it doesn't matter what the cost is.
Yes, but I mean, he's a 35-year-old catcher. I'm thankful he is the greatest catcher I've ever seen play, one of the greatest of all time. But how far do you go on paying a guy for what he did?
You give him whatever he wants.
10 years ago,
you give him whatever he wants,
and you have a guy waiting in the wings. I'm not.
It's
saying
not your money,
Kelly.
Grove.
It's not, but I mean, I understand how baseball works, and there's payrolls and budgets and all that. I mean, if
Carson Kelly is not a free agent for how long?
Right, but Carson Kelly can't sit on the bench playing once every 3 weeks.
You play Carson. You bench Yadi, but you give him what he wants.
You bench Yadi. So now we're just paying a guy $25 million to sit on the bench.
Exactly. Okay. You give him what he wants. He's
you also can't bench Yadi. That's because Yadi will not allow it.
No, he can go play first base. We're going to need a first baseman next year again.
No, it's Matt Carpenter's.
The play
for
the
Matt
Cardinals
Carpenter,
is 2018,
gonna
be, Manny
that's
Machado.
Gonna be, that's going to be a bust. That's not going to work out.
I don't. How's it? I don't know. I think they want Carpenter. His best position defensively is at first. I mean, he's not awful at third, but he's not great. I think Peralta and Jerko are better, or at least more stable.
They're all jerks, not listening to me. My hot take.
I listen. I'm just countering a little bit.
No, I get it.
Moving on, Grove.
All right, Blues, they won last night in Arizona 4-0 with the Nashville loss to the Hurricane, or 3-0, excuse me, goals from Alex Pietrangelo, Scotty Upshaw, and David Perron. With that win and a loss by the Nashville Predators to the Carolina Hurricanes, of all teams, the Blues move into third place in the Central Division. They win the tiebreaker based on Roe, which is, do you guys know what Roe is?
Road win.
Regulation
overtime wins. And Blues only had two shootouts all year, so that hasn't been a factor.
Yeah, has there been a big downturn league-wide with shootouts?
I think so, but I think that was the point of the 3-on-3 overtime, because the shootouts were losing its luster, and they were kind of exciting at first, but they've...
You know, I wanted to make a point last week, too, Grove, and this is not nearly as controversial as what I just said. The shootouts did not ruin the atmosphere or the feeling of a penalty shot in game.
No.
Because people still get really, really excited about it.
I was like, excited last night.
Even with Ryan Reeves about it, you know, he said it was so loud in there that he wanted to just say, oh, my arm. I think people were afraid that was going to happen, and I'm glad that didn't happen because, I love a good penalty shot.
Well, then you wouldn't have liked what Vladimir Tarasenko did last night when he got awarded a penalty shot. I think
he
got pulled down, I believe, in the second period, and he's waiting, still waiting for him to shoot the puck. He just kind of kept skating, cut, ran out of angle, and kind of got poke-checked away. I mean,
did the triple deke from the Mighty Ducks not work?
It didn't work in this case.
Oh.
And he didn't have he tried the, he thought about the knuckle puck, but
yeah,
it didn't work either. Anyway.
Nice.
Cake eater.
Hashtag cake eater. Moving on, NCAA tournament. Resumes today. A few upsets yesterday. Number one, Villanova, the first number one to drop. Wisconsin beat him 65-62. Gonzaga, another number one. They went on to beat Northwestern with the crying kid. We talked about that in the first couple segments. Arizona beat St. Mary's. Butler beat Middle Tennessee, among some of the highlights from yesterday. Number 11, Xavier, all over Florida State, 91-61. Today on the docket, a few games. Kansas takes on Michigan State later on today. Number one, North Carolina takes on number 8, Arkansas, led by Mike Anderson. And you have number 2, Louisville, taking on number 7, Michigan. And number 2, Duke, taking on number 7, South Carolina. And finally, because I know we're way behind on the schedule here, I have to get on this day because it's topical. I love when these things come together and they all tie in. On this day in 2005.
I want to guess.
Okay. Take a quick shot.
March 19, 2005. I don't know. Go ahead.
All right. Maverick Auto executive John DeLorean died. And, you know, we know the DeLorean as the guy as the car from the hit Back to the Future movies.
Right.
And we know
right.
the famous scene from Back to the Future involving right. a local rock and roll legend. And
yeah, with his cousin Marvin Barry.
And here that is, real quick.
John. Marvin Barry, you know that new sound you're looking for? Well, listen to this.
That's right. On this day in 2005, John DeLorean died. Yesterday, Chuck Berry died. Obviously, one of the greatest scenes in cinematic history, the Johnny B. Goode, Michael J. Fox scene, and one of the greatest movies, and perhaps the greatest trilogy of all time.
I would tend to agree, Grove. I watch it every time it's on.
I know, and it's on all the time, but you always stop and watch, no matter which
now,
one, at least a few minutes of it.
I've only seen the first one.
Oh, my gosh. Come on, Joe.
There are nerds out there that will tell you that, what was the Twin Towers, what are those movies called? Peter Jackson directed them.
The Lord of the Rings?
Lord of the Rings movies. That trilogy is the greatest of all time.
Yeah.
I've heard those actually. I've never seen a minute of those movies.
I've tried to sit through them. It's just I'm not the biggest fan of it.
You're not nerdy enough?
Yeah. Greatest trilogy of all time, Lord of the Rings. Really?
Nope. Nice.
There you go.
I like drop.
That all you got, Grove?
That's all I got.
Grover's Corner exits.
I like that.
Thank
That's a
you.
Nice little wrinkle.
That's Grover's Corner. Every Saturday and Sunday at 11 o'clock. You look forward to it, so we bring it to you.
We do it so we can eat our lunch, Joe. That's why we do it.
That is pretty much why you do it. No one's looking. You two look forward to it because it's a chance to eat your nachos and your buffalo wings and your jalapeno poppers that might be buffalo wings.
I had chili and some chicken chunks today that were delicious.
I had a breakfast burger with
shocking
fried green beans.
You go the breakfast route. I'm shocked by that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We need to take a break. It's
break
almost 11:30.
Break time.
So, yeah, we'll be back after this. It's going over.